This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Tequila. It's been that kind of a week. It's been that kind of a year, 2020, hasn't it been? Between the wildfires, the flooding that has happened. Oh, yeah, that thing called COVID that has snapped the lives of way too many and become a tug of war about masks in this country. And then the economy and businesses that have tanked and those that have soared. And, of course, the big election, November 3rd, tick-tock, tick-tock, protesters all over the place, including marching through the night in New York right now as I speak and through the morning, supposedly, the word I got, and this is over the disgust in what happened with the grand jury and their decision in the Breonna Taylor case. We'll dive into some of that, too, as well. So, by the way, tequila, bottoms up. Or even if you're just doing lemonade, it doesn't matter. Lift a glass and try to think of something positive. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on the show. Coming up this hour, we'll go to the mailbag, get your thoughts, tons of thoughts. You can always reach me at kate@katedelaneyradio.com on the latest with the Supreme Court. And what do I think the nominee is going to be and that kind of stuff and what you all think about it, too, as well. We're going to speak to Larry Clayton, long time, 40 years he was a professor at the University of Alabama and has, like, just an incredible background. And he's coming up in our author's corner, but he had a rough go with COVID, and he shares his thoughts about what happened with himself and what happened with his wife. And the latest word that I got from him is his wife is set to get out of the hospital soon. Thank goodness, because he'll take you through that odyssey. That's coming up next. And we, of course, have a giant, giant mic drop moment that we are going to lay on you at the tail end of this hour. All right, so first let's get political for a second. The Trumpster, the current president, and Joe, sometimes I have my foot in the mouth, Biden, they are out stumping in whatever way they can, virtually or in front of crowds with the president. It's interesting because one of the things that has come up is the president has accused Joe Biden, or at least the administration, of having a teleprompter when he was on James Corden's show. I mean, if you got to go on a late night show and you need a teleprompter, that's not good. If you have a long, important speech to give, we get that there is the use of that invisible teleprompter. I mean, trust me, I was an anchor. I get it. I get the whole teleprompter thing. But if you got to do the funny on the teleprompter, yikes. Although, if you're a Democratic strategist, do you want a loose cannon possibility moment from Joe Biden? Are you just trying to hold down the fort and get through to November 3rd? So the president had a rough time earlier in the day on Thursday. He did go to pay his respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the Supreme Court, and he was booed. Now, I just got to say this. I've seen this happen. I've been in places where presidents were, and I've seen this happen. And especially in this situation, that's just wrong. I mean, no matter what you think, that's wrong. The president, again, going there for Ginsburg, who, of course, is a liberal icon. Yes, we know that. Yes, there would obviously not be much common ground between the two of them. But, and there was even controversy when she mentioned not voting for Donald Trump. But to have people booing the president and the first lady when they go up to the casket on the marble steps of the Supreme Court building, and someone shouting that Trump should honor her last wish that the winner of the November 3rd presidential election be allowed to nominate her successor, and then they were screaming, honor her wish, kind of reminds me of the Hillary chant, lock her up. I mean, that's, you know, this is the deal. They're just going to, this is the deal. You just keep moving on. But, I mean, that's a place where, come on. Absolutely, you want to let your voice be heard, but can we just chill on that, especially at one of those solemn moments? I mean, hey, he showed up, let him go through, boom, that's it. And so I thought that was, I thought it was ticky-tacky. I saw that one time with, I was somewhere where the Clintons were in the crowd. I think it was a sporting event. It was the Belmont Stakes, which is the third in the Triple Crown. It's in New York. It's on Long Island. And there was something that happened with Clinton. Of course, he was controversial. People either loved him or hated him, whatever. And massive boos. And I was like, are we here at a horse race? What is going on? And they were giving a big, like, check to charity or something, their foundation. It wasn't about the foundation. It was just strictly about the man. And I thought that was odd. But in this case, you're talking about a somber moment where, yes, you can have your political thoughts, but screaming that out and the booing, come on, we're better than that. I mean, and that's why maybe some people do need some tequila or lemonade, right? They need to chill in these moments where, where's the decorum? Where's the conversation? That's what I always say about this show. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, don't have a label. Can we not have conversations anymore? Can we not talk to brothers and sisters who don't agree with everything that we think politically? You know what the answer is? No. Hardly ever. And it's like we're back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, where you got a little handbook they handed out that said, don't talk about politics and religion. Wow. Of course. And why? Because this is what happens. You get in these polarized situations. All right. I think we all agree about this. I mean, a big round of applause for the firefighters, silent applause, that are coming in from all over to help the fight the battles in California. Firefighters came from Mexico. The U.S. Forest Service in California said, oh, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, fires don't have borders. They don't. They jump over mountains. And I like what the Mexican agency's national fire director said. He said, fires do not have different languages and cultures. In the end, we all speak the same language when it comes to fighting fires. And boy, do they need the help. I mean, Canada sent crews to California and Oregon this month. They need it. People are exhausted. 23 large fires are burning in California, 12 still in Oregon. Now, in California, when you thought it was so bad last year and then the year before was so bad, in California, more than 3.4 million acres have burned, the worst in the state's history. In Oregon, 938,000 acres have burned and counting. This is bad. We know it. But because so much else is happening, unless you're living there or know people living there, not enough people are talking about it. All right, as promised, we're going to talk to Larry Clayton about his experience getting COVID-19 when he thought he was safe and he thought his wife was pretty safe as well. Stay with us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed best. better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Don't you think you've done enough? Oh, don't you think you've got enough? Well, maybe.
Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to have a great conversation with Lawrence Clayton. He's written a book called Election 2020 Reader, and he'll take you deep on looking at the candidates and looking at Christianity and why vote, and that question that people for some reason say, well, it's only one vote. But we're going to get into that, like I said, later when we talk about his book. But Larry is a longtime teacher for 40-plus years. He was at the University of Alabama and other places as well. And he and his wife both came down with COVID. So, Larry, tell us about that experience. What happened?
It's ugly. Luckily, my wife is coming through it. She's the one that got the worst case. And she's going to make it. And so the end of the story is positive. But I'll tell you what. We both got it. I got it first about three weeks ago, and then I gave it to her, and we had all the symptoms, you know, with not just simply a cough and fever and malaise and the loss of appetite and just wanting to sleep. And don't let anybody listen to people who kind of just say, well, a lot of people get it and they don't even have any symptoms. You know, a lot of young people get it, don't have any symptoms, but older people, sorry, I'm in that category. If you do get it, and if you have any underlying problems, and luckily neither one of us do, it can be a very difficult transition from health to really suffering. Okay, so I got through my case, but then she couldn't get enough oxygen because we had these little oxygen meters, and the doctor told us if it goes below 90, she has to go to an ER. And so, a Saturday about 13 days ago, woke up and neither one of us could talk very much because we're coughing on each other, and her oxygen was low and way below 90. And so I ended up putting her on an ambulance to the UAB hospital up in Birmingham, which is a wonderful teaching and research hospital. And they started to work on her. And about 4 or 5 days later, I guess it was a Saturday, our daughter, oldest daughter, calls up. And Amy, who she's a physician, you know, a real doctor, as we say in the trade among us, PhD, a gifted plastic surgeon. She did her work at UAB, and then she did her residency up at Michigan. She called up and said, Dad, and Carlton, my son, youngest son, but he's the only son, said, get on the phone and talk with Mom. This may be the last chance you get to talk.
Oh.
Because they're going to put her on a respirator. And I'm going, let me get my closure here. Thank
you. So we, Dr. Clayton, that's so awful.
So we just listened to her, and the poor thing sounded scared, and they're going to put her on a ventilator. But let me give you the upscale, and I'll get through this because I'm very emotional about it. The Lord had talked to me the night before, and I had prayed to Him, and I was outside in my workshop Saturday morning, and I looked up, and I think I saw Him. And He said, Larry, I said, yeah, Lord. Didn't I tell you I was going to take care of everything? and I'm going, yeah, you're right. He says, haven't you got past doubting me sometimes? I said, yeah, I'm sorry. And so I took that as a confirmation that He had stepped in. And that the presence of death in her life was just passing. It was a shadow. And by the next day, they had decided not to put her on a ventilator. And to keep up the oxygen, she was still in ICU, and she was slowly coming through it. And that was about 4 days ago. And she's now out of ICU, back into the ward. And she doesn't like the ward because she's isolated. Nobody can go in and see her. I mean, other than people dressed like in hazmat suits, you know. And then we certainly can't visit her. And so we had, and I'll stop here, Kate. I had so many friends, her friends and my friends, who prayed fervently for her and believed the prayers they were praying for. She's a faith person. She went to school out in Rama, out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And she taught me all about faith. She taught me that it's through faith that you actually, that God intercedes in your life. And you don't fly by your feelings, you fly by what the Bible says and believe it. And so we prayed her through, and I know she's getting better now, because she called up yesterday, the day before yesterday, she couldn't talk very much, and she goes, Larry, da-da-da-da-da. I said, what? She said, oh, nothing's changed. I can't talk and you can't hear. Because I have it. And she wanted a package from the hospital shop because she was getting hungry. And I can tell anybody listening out there, if you get this COVID crap, and I'm just being very honest for you. And as you go through it, you lose your appetite and lose your taste, but then it comes back slowly. So if you need to lose weight, this is the COVID diet. I don't recommend it, but it works. And she was getting that back, and then and she told me, tell X not to call me up, because as much as unkind as it sounds, I can't talk yet. So she, in other words, she was talking to me. She was relating once again to things that are important to us. And so we're working our way through it now. I think she's back in the regular ward today, which she doesn't like because she can't see anybody, and she's a very social animal. And somebody said, you know, once she gets her strength back, she's going to be saving everybody in that ward. And I said, that's good. They need somebody like that. And UAB is a wonderful, not only a research and teaching hospital, but I'm told it has a good spirit in it too.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Powerful, and there's lessons in that for everybody listening.
Yeah,
for sure. And we'll talk to Dr. Clayton a little bit later in the show about his book, Election 2020 Reader. Thank you.
Okay. I thank you for allowing me to share this with you.
All right, so there you go. That's a very personal example of here's a guy and his wife who were doing what they had to do. They were really social distancing, and they ended up with COVID-19, and I'm glad he shared that story. 203,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. 7 million cases worldwide, 980,000 deaths, 32.1 million cases, 22.1 million recoveries. So he would be in that statistic, and his wife in that statistic too. Thank goodness, because imagine you, as soon as you hear ventilation, ventilation, that you have to be on oxygen, that you have to be in the hospital, any of that, then immediately that whole fear, panic, etc., absolutely sets in. So more events are being canceled. You know, sports is moving forward. We're seeing what's with the NFL and other sports and what they're doing to keep things safe. But like the Metropolitan Opera, they canceled their whole next season. They were hoping they were going to be able to move forward with that. So a lot of events, a lot of big events are going down. Rio, we see how bad it is in Brazil. Rio canceled Carnival. I don't think that's any surprise that they had to do that. Spain got hit pretty hard. Madrid hit pretty hard. So they're locking down a lot tighter than they had been. So we're starting to see more announcements about things that are being canceled. And it's a very strange dichotomy. Like, you're having these slow reopenings and then you're having these rollbacks. I will say this, as somebody who is masking up and living though and going to certain things, what you have to do is just be diligent and check for what they're doing. Museums are really good about social distancing, wiping things down, the whole thing, and seem pretty safe to me because of the small amount of people they're letting in these big metropolitan museums at a time. And there are other things that are happening where, with the social distancing, the masking, it is possible to be indoors for a short amount of time. We'll see what happens as we get deeper through the fall and in to the winter. Coming up, Mac in Texas says, I'm going COVID crazy, Delaney. How about you? We'll talk about it next.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump moved to shore up a campaign weakness with a pledge to protect people with pre-existing conditions, even if the Supreme Court overturns Obamacare. The president also promised to send seniors $200 drug discount cards before the election to help cover prescription drug copays. He also said he would ban the practice of surprise medical billing if Congress can't fix that problem by year's end. The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg raises the possibility the president could add another conservative justice to the court who would provide the decisive vote to strike down the health care law and change the nation's health system. The drug discount cards would be sent to 33 million Medicare beneficiaries to help pay prescription drug copays. Costs would be covered by projected savings from a previously announced administration effort to tie the cost of some pricey Medicare drugs to what's paid abroad. This is USA Radio News. After a Kentucky grand jury opted to indict only one of the three Louisville police officers in the March raid that led to Breonna Taylor's death, protests continue to erupt in Louisville and other cities around the country. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons activated the National Guard in response to national unrest over the case. In a statement, Parsons called the move a proactive approach and said the Missouri State Highway Patrol is also standing by in case its assistance is needed by local law enforcement agencies. While the polling numbers are tightening, Joe Biden is leading President Donald Trump in the battleground states of Nevada, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, according to a Fox News poll. The poll conducted among likely voters showed Biden would lead over Trump in Nevada, where 52% of respondents say they wanted the former vice president to be elected. In Pennsylvania, 51% supported Biden and 44% supported Trump. In Ohio, just under 50% supported Biden and 46% supported Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man. Get in the mail, man.
Yeah, we're in the mailbag. Here we are. Oh, boy. So, Mac in Texas talked about being COVID crazy, and I think, raise your hand. Oh, I can see hands going up across America all over the place. Uh-huh. I can see from where we are in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. We're back in Oregon, Portland, and then there we are in Ottumwa, Iowa. Yeah, you got some hands up. Anyway, you get my drift here. Some people in the U.S. and other places do feel kind of COVID crazy. There's a million things that you can do inside a house. There's things you can do taking walks, but, of course, not if you're in a lockdown situation, which some of our friends overseas are. But, yeah, the walls do close in, and you do feel that way. That's why I think now's the time where if you got a place out, you have stuff, you have too much, crap everywhere, go through the stuff, whatever. I mean, I'm not here to lecture anyone to do any of that kind of stuff, clean garages, but it occupies your mind, whatever it is. And I'm certainly noticing that. That's why Home Depot's stock is through the roof. And that's why people are going and constantly there getting things to improve on their house. Because they have a little bit of time. They need something to occupy it. And this is the time to fix up houses, etc. And you're seeing that. I've certainly seen that a lot in my neighborhood. So, yes. COVID crazy. Everybody has those moments. It's a roller coaster ride for sure, no matter how strong you are. Joe, listening to us in New Orleans on WGSO, one of my faves, longtime affiliate of ours, and I've spent a ton of time in New Orleans and in the great state of Louisiana, says, Kate, if there is a silver lining, at least we're drying out here in the bowl, and our levee work is paying off. So now when we hear about any kinds of storms coming, there isn't that wild-eyed panic feeling, although it's not 100% secure, as you know, when you get high winds or the possibility of hurricanes, although we're petering out of that season. But it is a lot better to be dry, I say. And I am catching up, by the way, on some of the Netflix things that you recommended, binge-watching worthy, and I agree with you on some of them. Even The Crown, I thought it was sappy at first, but now I'm kind of into that royal situation, and I understand why Meghan Markle wanted to boot her trappings in the UK and take her prince and come back to the U.S. Oh, it's so funny that you say that, because the president today said something about he was happy, he was very welcoming or happy to see the prince in the United States, but he didn't really care much for Meghan Markle because of some comments that she made when he was in the UK. Remember, there's a little bit of controversy over that. All right, so this one is from Jack, who's listening to us in Tucson, Arizona on KVOI. And Jack says, hey, Kate, California, boy, I have a buddy that went out to help some of those firefighters out there with some of these horrific fires. I think he's even kind of been moved in a couple places. It might be the Sequoia Complex fire because of how big that is. I'm pretty sure that's where he went, but I just wanted to give him a shout out and all the brave men and women who are digging deep and trying to do what they can to save lives, save territory, and put these incredible infernos out. Yeah, it's funny you say the Sequoia Complex fire. That's like 35% contained. That one gets mentioned a lot. I have a map of all the fires showing, and it switches, you know, what's bubbling up more, etc., but the names of the fires and what's happening. And I think it's tremendous. That's the whole brotherhood, sisterhood of firefighting. I mean, you know, you get in trouble, ask a firefighter for help. And I used to cover crimes, courts, and disasters when I was a television reporter, and of course I knew lots of firefighters. I was in New Mexico, and there seemed like there was always some fires going on in Santa Fe and the forest areas, etc. And boy, whenever they needed help, I mean, help just like was like a phone call away. I'm impressed by what people are doing. So good for your friend that he's in there helping on the fight. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Hank. And Hank says, Kate, I've been pretty busy, probably like you, spending some time hammering away. I actually made a shed. I laughed my head off when you did a story about sheds and how the shed business had shot up. I don't doubt it. On my block alone, there are 5 new sheds. And these are dudes that would not build sheds normally because they don't have the time. They're whipped from work, but now working from home, anything to get away from the yak inside the house. So, and a good shed can set you back a bunch of money, but if you're doing that whole she cave, he cave thing, then that's a different ball game altogether with what you have to put in as far as wiring, etc. But not a bad idea if you can afford the coin. Hey, so I'm glad you were paying attention to that story. Yes, the sheds have become popular again. It's weird because, I mean, people had sheds, and the shed business was fine. But it's in one of those businesses that shot up. He's right. And I talked about that on the show because I guess it's the moving and cleaning and whatever. And if it's just a pure shed deciding, okay, the cars are going to have space in the garage, or I've needed this shed for stuff for however long, and now I'm finally deciding that I'm going to build that shed. So yeah, Home Depot, Lowe's, Restoration Hardware, I don't know, any of those places where you have to go and get stuff to build with. Yeah, they're all good stocks. I'm not a stock picker, but you see that they're humming along nicely because yeah, there are people that are doing that home improvement thing. All right, how about this from Brian? And Brian says, Kate, what's going on with the whole stimulus thing? There are people that haven't even gotten the first stimulus check. Are we going to see another stimulus check? Well, that was the whole big fight, is that they're not coming to an agreement. So you've got people that are saying they didn't get the first one, and now there are people that are saying, well, wait a second, wasn't there talk about a second one? So you got people, I guess about 9 million people that are getting letters about how to claim missing stimulus checks. So you got millions of people living on limited incomes that haven't gotten the money that could help cover groceries or the rent or mortgage or whatever it is, other essentials, and they're waiting and waiting ever since the economic impact payments started to roll out. And now you've got this October 15th deadline, and if they don't want to wait, they got to get this. They got to get this money if they don't want to wait into 2021. And they're debating on, well, how many people is it that haven't gotten the first one? And on the whole thing of the second one, that's, you know, that there's nothing definite there. So there may not be a second one. Maybe it goes into next year, because here we are. The focus is on the election. The focus is on a few other things, like the Supreme Court vacancy. And yes, you can say, well, that's the Judiciary Committee, or you can parcel that out. And so it's not off the table. It's just that there is no agreement. There's no agreement to it. All right, this one is a great one. This one I got from William, and he listens to us in California on KCAA. Kate, in the Inland Empire, as you call it, I am here cozy listening to you, and I listen a couple of times a week, but some of the things, when you talk about laws and red tape, that make me angry. I know you've done shows on that before, usually around the beginning of the year, but I thought I'd throw this one out there for you. Did you know that our governor has signed an order that is going to ban the sale of new gasoline-powered cars and other passenger vehicles of any kind in the state by 2035? The whole idea is, he says, to slash greenhouse gas emissions and other pollutions. So it doesn't apparently prevent anyone in California from having a gas-powered car or selling them on the used market, but that's it as far as having new cars that would have petrol. So that seems as though when you go to get a new car, obviously, it would be electric. So they're kind of banking on a lot of things, don't you think? Oh, yeah, there were some people. Well, what they're saying is that they want is exactly what you said. He wants to cut carbon emissions. He wants to, you know, cut smog pollution, whatever, diesel emissions, because California is our most populous state, is what he's saying. So there's 40 million people, and there were 36 million paid vehicle registrations in the state in 2019. Wow, 36 million. Crazy. And look at the numbers. I mean, how much of the population are in California? But he said that they expect Tesla is going to announce a $25,000 electric car within about 3 years because of the battery technology. And, yeah, we know about that. So electric, here we come. Kicking and screaming in some cases, but in California, that's going to be your option. Mic drop moments coming up at the tail end of the show.
As the
coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
A story about a man and a diamond that you're gonna love. So buckle up, here we go. Imagine you're with your pals and you say, we need to be outdoors. Where can we go? Where is it safe? Where can we social distance? We're tired of being inside. We're going COVID crazy like Mac in Texas. So I know, let's go to Arkansas. And for fun, because we used to dig around in the dirt when we were kids, let's go to the crater of Diamond State Park in Murfreesboro, Arkansas. So it's Labor Day. We know we don't want to go to those crowded Miami half-dressed beaches where everybody gets COVID or runs the risk of it, because we keep seeing that and hearing about that. If you rewind your mind to a few weeks ago, let's go there. That's going to be fun. Yeah. That sounds good, right? Because, first of all, there's acres and acres of land, so we can social distance. And for diamond digging, oh, there's plenty of social distancing, no problem. So we just sift through that soil, hang out, have some fun, go have some beers later, me and the bros. So anyway, this is a volcanic crater. And I've been there. I was there 2 years ago, hanging out,
hoping I would find a diamond with my nephew and the Hubs, and the two of them wanted to barely stay there. I think I would still be digging, but we didn't stay as long as he stayed. He stayed 4 hours. They were having fun. They were fooling around, digging, found some cool stones. Geez, it was really fun. And so just to kind of set you up for this, people do find diamonds, like one or two, they say, daily at the park. Wow. And usually they're about 20 to 25 point diamonds, like a fourth of a carat. And the park rules are that if you find a diamond, it's yours, baby, to keep. So no problem. Whatever size diamond you find, you got it. And the guy that decided he needed a break was Kevin Kennard. And Kevin had spent some time there with his buddies, and he's from Arkansas. And he visited the crater of Diamond State Park for the first time on a field trip in second grade. He's traveled back once or twice a year to dig for diamonds. Never found one, of course. Just has fun there. It just brings back all those memories. And because of the pandemic, he and his friends have been spending more time in state parks. So then they are there. They're digging, like I said, for hours. Hours go by. And then they're going to go and hit that brew. So the Arkansas State Parks started handing out state park passports. So every time you go, you get a new park, you get a stamp. So they went back. They wanted to get their passport stamped. So they go to get their passport stamped. And one of the people with them said, you know what? I'm going to have my bag checked. You know, the bag of stones I found to see what's in there. Maybe they'll tell me what's in there. So he didn't have his bag with him, but he decided, maybe I'll do that too. So he goes to get the bag checked, and they check it a couple of times, and then they say, sir, come with us. They take him into a private room where the Crater of Diamonds State Park staff tells him, you got a 9-carat diamond in this bag. Yeah, is that not the best mic drop moment? He said, I got to be honest, I broke down a little. I started tearing up. Kevin Kennard was a little emotional. He said it was a humble experience. I thank God for everything I have. So, boy, I can't believe it. The diamond is the second largest people ever found at the park after a 16-carat diamond in 1975. And I guess the staff gets excited. People are just can't think it's amazing. And he immediately brought the diamond to the bank where he works, put it in the safe deposit box, hasn't gotten it appraised, said for now he just wants to enjoy the moment because he has a diamond that is worth millions. His boss said, you know, you might be a millionaire. Are you going to quit? Going to quit your job here at the bank? He said, absolutely not. I'm too young. I'm just a regular guy. I love it. I love that story. You go, Kevin Kennard. The fact that you just want to dig around in the dirt with your pals and then you find the second largest ever diamond at the park. I don't know. There's a little magic in that, don't you think? That's a story we need to hear. And it's the perfect mic drop moment. Perfect mic drop moment. When I was in the mail room, and I didn't do any of these, I didn't read any of these emails, but because I said something about the cake boss having his hand crunched in the bowling alley debacle, yes, a bunch of you were concerned. You wanted more details on it. Okay, so the cake boss is Buddy Velastro, and he's okay. It was just a terrible accident. He shared his ugly photo on Instagram where he's in the hospital. He's all wrapped up. And, you know, what happened is he was injured when he tried to repair a malfunctioning bowling pin setter in his bowling alley. Yeah, he has a bowling alley. So after trying to release the bowling pin from the cage, his right hand got lodged and compressed inside the unit. Some of you said, well, what happens there? And he got impaled by a 1.5 metal rod between his ring and middle fingers. So his sons helped cut through the metal rod to get him out. And, of course, immediately he's taken to the hospital and he has to have these surgeries, couple surgeries. And they say it's going to be an uphill battle because it's his dominant hand is his right hand and he's going to need recovery and therapy. I mean, this is a guy, if you're a foodie, You know who I'm talking about. He's a renowned baker, and he is a staple on several food-related reality shows and competition programs. People know him if they're into that kind of thing, if they're into the food world at all. Ugh. Just me thinking, you know, I'm just thinking about the bowling thing and it being stuck and him trying to get it. Ugh. The good news is, you know, that the people around him, the kids, acted fast, and then they got him help as soon as they could. I mean, you got to move through what's happening to you, but that is a freak accident, isn't it? Freak accident. All right, this is what I call, we're hitting the heads real quick. So what other things are buzzing across the land? We opened up with talking about, you know, COVID a little bit, how many people have it in the United States, et cetera. It's over 200,000. We know that. And also the president, he's out stumping, as is Joe Biden, in different ways. The president has to deal with his niece now, too, suing him and his siblings, claiming fraud. She wrote the tell-all book, Mary Trump, and unspecified damages in the lawsuit. It says in this lawsuit that the president, his brother Robert, and his sister, the former federal judge Marianne Trump Barry, portrayed themselves as Mary Trump's protectors while they were taking her share of minority interest in the family's real estate holdings. Robert Trump, of course, died last month. So, you know, here's the thing. How many times has the president been sued? But this time it's a family member. I mean, there's just lots and lots of lawyers involved with this one. So, you know, who knows? The sale of the estate was $30 million or less, I guess. And that's what the lawyers are shouting back or throwing back, that this is what's happening here. So don't get too excited, because it's not as much as you thought, I guess. We'll see where it all ends up. How about that? We'll see. In the meantime, there's been a $957 fine after a huge beef plant had a COVID outbreak. You know, the meat plants, that seems to be one of the areas where there's problems. And this was in Iowa City, Iowa, and it was their first citation to a plant with a large outbreak. It sickened the workforce. It resulted in 338 of the plant's 850 workers testing positive for the virus, 80 more than the state previously acknowledged, by the way. So that's a $957 fine for that. Music means I gotta go bang on the drums for a while. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. And thanks to Alex for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.